Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Stan Galanski, president and CEO of the Navigators Group. And the Navigators Group is an international insurance holding company with insurance company operations, underwriting management companies, and operation at Lloyd's of London. The Navigators Group is traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NAVG. Thanks for joining me today, Stan.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, talk to us a little bit about your new operation in Philadelphia.
Well, our Philadelphia regional office is just another step in the geographic expansion of our distribution system. Navigators sells commercial insurance through independent insurance agents and brokers. And traditionally, as our core business historically was marine and energy insurance, we did that in hubs like New York, Houston, San Francisco, Seattle, and in some of the non-really ocean marine cities, we didn't have a physical presence. We kind of have a core belief that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And it's a lot easier to penetrate, particularly the independent agents, when you're a little bit more local. So we've been able to capitalize on some of the dislocation that's going on in the property casualty insurance industry to expand our team. And we thought Philadelphia was a great opportunity to get a little bit more close to that mid-Atlantic market.
Sure. So, yeah, talk about some of the trends that you're seeing right now in the market and how you're positioning the company to capitalize on the trends.
Right. Well, it's very much a sea change, and much of that has happened since Labor Day with, I think, the well-publicized financial issues associated with some of the major global property casualty insurers in the U.S. and Bermuda. And, as that happens, it has caused greater attention on some of the smaller specialty companies like ourselves who have very solid balance sheets, a very high level of underwriting expertise, and particular product line specialization. For us, that's really manifested itself in a much higher degree of interest in our directors and officers liability products, in environmental casualty, excess liability, and commercial umbrella. And what those are characterized, they're lines of insurance where businesses typically have several insurers participating on their program. In other words, it's not 100% with any one insurance company. It's either done on a subscription basis or a layered business basis, and they may have some concerns about the credit quality of some of the insurers.
Sure, and talk about some of the challenges and how you're overcoming some of the challenges right now in the sector.
Well, we've been very fortunate in that in the good times, in a really bull market, we probably underperform because we have a very conservative investment portfolio. And, we believe we take our risk in the underwriting business and have sought to avoid a really risky portfolio in investments. Our philosophy has been to really emphasize, capital preservation. So as of December 31st, for example, we have invested assets of about $1.9 million, and fixed maturities in cash constitute 97% of that portfolio, with an average AA rating, a duration of approximately 4.3 years. Equity securities are 3% of the portfolio. We have less than $400,000 worth of subprime mortgages, no CDOs, CLOs, or any other asset-backed commercial paper. So that has been probably our single biggest competitive advantage over the last, 4 or 5 months, given the turmoil that has impacted property casualty insurers from other than temporary impairment write-offs.
So in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of the model?
Not so much alliances as our business is very, very, very significantly depending on what product line we're in. We do get our business through independent insurance agents and brokers. There are the big letter houses like Marsh, Aon, and Willis, which operate on a global basis. There are independent agents in cities and towns around the country who sell insurance directly to businesses. And there are wholesale brokers who work with independent agents to provide broader access to market. We're multi distribution. We deal with them all, and so that's one way where we position ourselves. we really compete, you know, on the basis of know-how and intellectual capital. In our marine business, when you talk about alliances and so on, it varies by product line. For example, the blue water hull business is something we're known for. In blue water hull, that's the insurance of ocean-going vessels, the physical damage on those vessels. Not only does it take more than one insurer to insure a modern vessel, it gets placed in multiple countries. So Navigators is known as a lead in the U.S. market. When we put down the amount of coverage we're willing to provide and what the rate and the terms are, the broker has a pretty easy time of getting the following markets to, you know, fill out that layer based on our terms. It's very important to have a respected leader. So, you know, there can be multiple insurers on a particular subject of insurance. But it's more typically highlighted by, characterized by competition. Our most competitive business today is probably the primary casualty business in the U.S., where rates have not yet begun to harden, and there are still carriers out there surprisingly fighting for market share. They see their, you know, premium volumes deteriorating in some cases because of the economic slowdown. And, you know, that adds some competitive pressure on organizations that are more top-line oriented. We tend to emphasize making the right underwriting decisions, getting your price, getting your terms. If you can't get your price and terms, don't write the business. We'd much rather have a slight expense ratio problem than wake up with unprofitable underwriting results 3 or 4 years down the road.
Sure. And what differentiates the Navigators Group from other players in the sector?
Well, I think a handful of things. Number one is specialization. We are a global leader in the ocean marine business. About half of our business is marine and energy insurance. We've been doing that since 1974. And there are particular lines there where we're known for our expertise, for our ability to craft innovative solutions, for the quality of our claims handling on everything from, you know, port authorities in Asia or South America to marine terminal operations to shipbuilding businesses. But I think the common theme, whether it's in ocean marine, whether it's in D&O, whether it's in our casualty businesses, is we really do compete on the basis of know-how and intellectual capital. And we've been very fortunate to have a veteran team of underwriters who join us and tend to stay. The fellow that opened our marine shop in Seattle in 1987 still runs it. And that's very characteristic of the long-term relationships we have with our employees. That's a real advantage, and bringing know-how to every transaction where the insurance agents and brokers know they're dealing with a specialist with significant technical knowledge to help solve their risk management problems.
Yeah, great. And perhaps you can walk us through the background and experience of the management team.
Okay. Well, I joined the company in 2001, I'm the president and CEO of the company. My background is underwriting management, and I spent the bulk of my career with Chubb and the American International Group in a variety of underwriting and underwriting management positions. Our CFO, Frank McDonald, joined us last year from ACE USA. He had previously been the CFO of PMA Capital, I believe at the time they did their IPO, although he'd been with ACE for a number of years as well. On the underwriting business, Mike Savisca, who runs our marine and energy business in the U.S., as well as our middle market property casualty, is 20-plus years with Navigators, a known and respected leader in the business. Chris Duca, who is responsible for our management, professional liability, and casualty business, has been with us since 2001. Previously, he had worked at AIG and Reliance National, and I think Chris is one of the respected leaders in the D&O industry today. Paul Hennessy, who's responsible for our, I'll say, rest of the world operations out of London, where we have our Lloyd's syndicate and a UK branch of the insurance company, has had significant underwriting management jobs as the chief underwriting officer for the European operations of Chubb and CNA. So it's an underwriting team that is very deep in their specialist, our management team very deep in underwriting specialization. And last but not least, Clay Bassett is our chief underwriting officer. Clay joined us last April in that newly created position, which emphasizes underwriting integrity, quality, and really directing the strategy going forward. Clay has a great background of just about 20 years in the business, both on the insurance and the reinsurance side. So we think it's a very deep management team.
And looking ahead to the company's strategic plans for the future, what objectives has management set aside for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, our current three-year strategy, as we look at it, is called Prospering in a Softening Market. And we went into that strategy probably 2 years ago, believing that market conditions would deteriorate and we would see increasing levels of competition and deterioration in the pricing environment. And that's been accurate. But we've also have the benefit of knowing that over the last 30 years, we've been able to achieve underwriting profits even in the most challenging of marketing conditions by really understanding our business, not putting overt pressure on our underwriters to do stupid things in the name of premium production, and really emphasizing quality and solid business decisions. Strategically, what we hope to achieve is to continue to expand our the investments we've made in a number of our new businesses. We think, given the turmoil in the market and the conditions of the financial market, that there are significant opportunities in directors and officers' liability, for example. We have been a specialist in the small to mid-cap section of that that industry or that product segment. We have very minimal exposure to financial institutions in the Fortune 500. And so we think we're very well positioned to take advantage of what we believe will be improving market conditions there, including in the international D&O area. We underwrite that business today out of London, Stockholm, and Shanghai. And we think there will be, continue to be growth opportunities in international D&O. So part of it is continuing to take our current products into new geographic markets and to capitalize on that market dislocation. Second advantage to us is our Lloyd's licenses, and that's what fuels our international expansion plans. We operate Syndicate 1221 at Lloyd's of London, and that enables us to be in markets like Shanghai, where we're one of five Lloyd's syndicates that operate there. As a small-cap company, it would be not cost-effective for us to have to go in and capitalize separate insurance companies in places like, you know, Hong Kong, China, Singapore, you know, Brazil. But through Lloyd's, we have access to those markets in a very capital-efficient manner. The third, I guess, strategic area for us is expanding our distribution. Much like we've opened a Philadelphia office, we're building out our operations in Orange County, California, Charlotte, North Carolina, again, where there have been many independent agents that traditionally haven't done much business, if any business, with Navigators because of our historic product mix. And as we get closer to those sources of production, we think there are opportunities for cross-sell and cross-marketing many of our products. Internally, we're focused on things like operational effectiveness and productivity, trying to take as much advantage as we can out of some of the investments we've made in the last 2 or 3 years in information technology and better policy administration and delivery systems. We generated about $100 million last year through the Internet. And actually, it's quite remarkable. We see a lot more opportunities for Internet policy delivery and B2B Internet commerce in the future.
And before concluding, what are the key reasons that the Navigators Group represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
Well, you know, I think if you looked at the historical performance of the stock over the last 1 year, 2 years, you know, 4 or 5 years, I think we probably outperformed the, you know, certainly the S&P 500 and our specialty insurance peers. And I think we view the reason for that success is really a strong commitment to the fundamentals of property casualty insurance underwriting. That is our business. We don't exist and view ourselves as a cash flow machine. We don't view ourselves as an investment vehicle. We view ourselves as underwriters. And by trying to turn a profit and really focus on the core profitability of our business, we think that is the recipe for a long-term success of the company. Because we have maintained a conservative balance sheet, I think as commercial insurance buyers and risk managers continue a flight to quality, which we really saw emphasize and tick up in the fall, that we are positioned as an informed, well-capitalized, well-run specialty company, and we intend to take advantage of that.
Great. Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And once again, this is an interview with Stan Galanski, President and CEO of the Navigators Group, which is traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NAVG. And for more information, please log on to www.navg.com. Thanks for joining me today, Stan.
You bet. Thanks.